ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. It's another Wednesday, so you know what that means. It is Black Seinfeld.
Show about absolutely nothing. Live from YC Radio, the voice of today's generation.
Of course, as always, we'd like to thank iTunes for holding it down. We'd like to thank all of you people for listening.
For streaming on the internet.
Thanks. Exactly. Telling your friends.
Yeah.
Shouts out to John Bruno who came in last week.
That was a great episode.
It was a fun episode.
I was listening to it again after while I was editing. Yeah. It was great. It was funny.
My favorite part was when Eric came in because you said Graduation was the worst album.
Yeah.
Kanye did.
Yeah. You could tell a lot about the person. Like, ask someone what's your favorite Kanye, what's your worst Kanye. You could tell a lot about the person.
And then that's where the debate comes
in.
Yeah.
It's a fun debate starter.
So a lot's going on in life, man.
Yeah. So. You called me the other day.
Oh, I don't even want to get into that first.
Not yet?
No.
All right, go hype it up.
So I want to get into this first, man. Hey, I'm an uncle, bro.
Your uncle?
I'm an uncle now.
Who had a child?
My brother.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, he's 30, man. And I met her yesterday.
Oh, what's her name?
Her name is Lourdes. Not Lotus, but Lourdes.
Interesting.
Yeah, Lourdes.
Is there going to be like abbreviation or just Lourdes?
Just Lourdes.
Lourdes. Cool.
Yeah. That's my little Lourdes flower bomb right there.
Lourdes.
Yeah.
Lourdes.
And already by being with her, I already know what kind of person she's going to be, okay?
You think so?
Yeah. She's half black.
Okay.
Half Asian.
All right.
Yeah. So we have a little Kimora Lee Simmons. So I told her, don't you go around messing with any Russell Simmons now, you hear?
That's a funny joke. That's a funny age joke.
Yeah. she didn't understand it.
Of course.
Yeah. So, she's a little rebel already. Like, you know how in the hospital they have the little pod that they get them?
Yeah.
She doesn't like it at all.
Oh, really?
They'll put her down. She hates it. She's like, no, I don't want to go in there at all.
Sensitive child.
She is very sensitive. And she likes she loves music. We were playing her Young Thug. And she was just vibing with Young Thug. She loves herself some Young Thug.
Okay. Go give children Young Thug. It's okay, they don't understand anything, but you don't want her to start babbling and
of
mumbling,
course.
So
yeah. You need, she's 2 days old. I don't think she knows what Young Thug is saying yet.
Nah, but children at a young age, they need to listen to not straight music, I mean words that are articulated.
Yeah,
so
very true, very true.
So they don't start mumbling.
I don't think she'll I don't even understand. Just
so I guess keep Young Thug away for a while, unless she's listening to like music where it's just mellow, like I don't know.
Definitely listened to some Young Thug.
All right.
She also listened to some Tupac. We introduced some Tupac. She likes the Tupac. And
how many days or months is she?
She was born March 1st.
March.
So that should tell you.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. So exciting. Now we can get into the story.
All right.
So do you want to talk about it a little bit or not? Because you were going to say something.
No, I remember yesterday, last week. First of all, I'm sick.
Okay.
All right. Last week.
Still.
I'm still sick. Last week when you called me, I was in bed, like dark room, everything. Then you hit me up. Said, all right. So I go downstairs and you call me. Tell me this funny, hilarious story.
Yeah.
You even told me, you even have like sauce, you know, like points where you could just go on the internet and find out.
You can actually like see it for yourself.
For myself.
You saw it for yourself.
I saw a lot more too, even Revolt, the one I tagged you in. So it is a real true story. I'm surprised it didn't hit the headlines. Maybe because he's not as relevant as he used to be.
Of course not.
But this could have been good service for your job.
Yeah.
Good media service.
But they're not taking it very likely at all.
Okay, so explain everything from the jump. Let's
okay, go. So I would just like to say, if I tell this story, I could possibly get fired, but I care not. You know why? Because food is something I love second, and this is what I love first.
Not like your boss listens to this.
No. Yeah, only people listen to this is Kim, and you know Kim.
Yeah.
So
J. Cole fan.
She's gonna. Why'd you have to bring that up?
Because it's hilarious.
Oh, J. Cole, you hear this, Kim?
J. Cole's stance is hilarious.
I don't think she's a stan, but let's start with the story, okay? So most of you guys already know where I work. Times Square, Five Guys, 42nd Street.
Come through. Zero discount, no discount.
Exactly. And of course, we're going to have a lot of celebrities that come in every now and again. I mean, I met Jay Farrow from Saturday Night Live. I met pro wrestlers. I met Ranger hockey players. So of course there are going to be a lot of celebrities that come through. Now mind you, I wasn't here when this thing happened, but I think I tell it fairly well, so I think I should be able to talk about it.
You had a lot of point of views telling the story, right?
Yeah.
So you just put all of them together.
I'm just putting it all together. And more stuff actually happened after this. But so last week, Monday, it was around nighttime. And around nighttime, they close around about 2 o'clock in the morning. So I'd like to say this happened around probably 1 o'clock in the morning. And my buddy Malachi, he's in the back of the house cleaning, making sure everything is spotless for the morning crew to come in at 7 o'clock. And there is this banging from the back door, and someone is trying to break in. And so he goes to open the door, and it's Cameron from Dipset.
Oh, shout out to Harlem.
Shouts out to Harlem. Shouts out to Cameron. Shouts out to Joel Santana and Jim Jones. Dipset, Bird Gang. So Malachi is in shock right now because it's Cameron. And the funny thing about it, Dipset had a reunion at BB King's a couple doors down.
Uh-huh.
So the way the stores on the BB King side is set up is that all the stores in the back of the house, it's all connected because there's just one big trash compactor that we all go to. So once you go enter the back of the house, you could go out to the trash compactor side, and you can go to like the Starbucks, the movie theater, the Five Guys, the Chevys, all of that. So here's Malachi saying to himself, holy crap, it's Cameron. And of course he's gonna be happy, because how many times can you say a rapper just breaked into to your job? And mind you, Cameron is completely messed up. He's high and drunk, and he has a bottle of Jack with him. Cameron wants something to eat, right? Malachi, however, goes, I know who you are, but like, you can't come through this way. Go around and come through the front. So Cameron's like, cool, you know, I'll do that. He doesn't. He leaves and comes back 17 dudes deep, just deep. And mind you, it wasn't like Jim Jones with him or Jewels. It was just 17 nobodies. But these are hood Harlem dudes. And so they just come through the back, and all hell breaks loose afterwards.
Damn.
So
if you want any footage on it, you could check on Revolt TV.
You could check. It is on Revolt TV.
Yeah, like in a minute.
It is also on his Instagram.
Yeah.
So 17 dudes come in deep, and they come through the kitchen to the assembly line, and that's where everyone sitting down notices, holy crap, it's Cameron. So all hell breaks loose, okay? So Cameron goes over to the register area, and he starts like taking orders like he works there, right? He also orders himself 17 burgers, 9 fries. And the crazy thing about Five Guys burgers is two patties are the regular burgers, and then the littles are one.
Uh-huh.
So 17 regular burgers, that's like 34 patties that the manager was just dropping for Cameron.
Yeah, man.
So Cameron's at the register area taking people's orders, and you can see the footage for yourself on Revolt TV. Everyone's in pandemonium, and one thing I do remember,
it was just lit.
Yeah, he was just lit. And one thing I remember, he was like, some dude was like, let me get some pickles. And Cameron was like, yo, pause, bruh. And I still, to this day, I don't know what's so pause about pickles.
Yeah, he doesn't like it.
But, like, it wasn't even the long cucumber pickles, though. It was the pickle chips.
Yeah, no, this Cameron, he blasted.
He is blasted. So after he heard the pickle comment, the man goes to the line, the assembly line, starts making his food without gloves, without any real knowledge of what he's doing. And he has the bottle of liquor right on the table, and he's touching the food, mind you, without any gloves too.
So you normally make patties with gloves?
Absolutely.
You have to.
You don't touch food without any gloves.
Of course.
You can't touch food without gloves.
Ethics.
Real ethics, right? And so what happens next? He starts taking selfies with some of my friends. It's on Instagram as well, which it's funny as hell.
All right.
And mind you, the whole thing lasted for like 10 minutes, and Cameron got his food. He didn't pay for it, mind you. And he threw it away.
He was too high on his celebrity.
Yeah, and whole so
celebrity flow.
He just left after that,
with his people.
With his people.
Yeah.
And so here's the cake of the story. Let me fill you guys in on Five Guys, right? Five Guys is a corporation, right? A chain. And so they'll have corporate come in every now and then, right? Sometimes they'll be all discreet and they'll have the corporate dress up like regular consumers.
Samaritans.
Yeah, going in just to check up on anything. They'll order and stuff, but they'll just sit down and watch. And I'm...
And they snitch on the low.
They do snitch on the low. And I would like just like to say, from the footage I saw of corporate, you know, they seem like the kind of people that would not know who Cameron is.
Okay.
And they're not going to be familiar with Cameron's work. So to them, they just saw some black dude and his clique just wreak havoc.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, the very next day, all hell breaks loose. Like,
quick question. Did anybody call the cops?
No one called the cops because they didn't know what to do. Like, they're like, okay, this is Cameron from Dipset. He's somewhat of a celebrity here. Like, what really can they do?
You don't want to be the reason he goes to jail for a night and he come back.
Exactly.
Mess you out.
Word. I don't want any Harlem dudes coming. I don't want beef with Harlem.
Daytime.
Exactly. Shootout. I don't want any daytime shootouts at 42nd Street.
Nah, that's 42nd Street. That's too risky.
Exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of undercovers there anyways.
Of course, yeah.
So
definitely in the train station. Do not hop the trains.
Yeah.
The undercover's a dude with the washed out jeans. Always.
Really?
Always. Disgusting washed out jeans.
You learned from experience, or
no? I've seen it many times.
Okay,
my friends tried jumped in. Some dude washed out jeans come through. It's like, yeah, wait like 30 minutes to get a ticket.
So,
but they haven't done it lately since the whole DiBiagio stuff.
Yeah,
we'll get into that. Continue story.
So the best part comes out Wednesday when I go into work, and I'm just now hearing about this, right? So now we have an alarm system for the back door. Thanks to Cameron.
Where did the alarm go to? Corporate or something?
I guess like corporate came. It came from corporate.
No, but like, where's the alarm alert? Who does it alert?
It alerts the store, and also I think it'll alarm the police. I think because police haven't come yet, and I've set off the alarm on several occasions.
Really?
Yeah, I have. Just on accident, because you need a key now. You need a key to arm it and to unarm it.
Oh, all right.
So, because of that, I call it now the Cameron alarm.
Cameron alarm, perfect.
It's the Cameron alarm, thanks to Cameron. The cops came in. I remember the cops came in like five deep. And they wanted to know about the situation. So, of course, I tell them the situation, like, Cameron. And the
five deep, what is this, the day after or something?
This was Wednesday when I came into work, because Tuesday I didn't work. This was the Wednesday when I came in, okay. And I found out about everything.
All right.
So here comes the cops, and I'm telling them what happened, right? And then all I mentioned was Cameron. And one of the cops said, what did Cameron stupid do already? Again.
Again.
Again. So we all burst out laughing, except for the general manager, who was kind of pissed off at the situation.
Of course, he's losing money.
Yeah, but I did pull him aside. I was like, Raj, like, you can't be mad at this. This is
no
Cameron.
One died.
No one died, but
no one got hurt.
No one did get hurt, but this is Cameron. This is what Cameron does.
Yeah.
This is the kind of antics he does. So the cops watched the video that he captured on different camera angles.
Yeah.
And so I'm just laughing at all of this. Like, here comes Cameron in his black shirt and his C chain. I figured he'd come in with all pink, but I guess that phase is over.
Yeah, it's been over for a while.
It's been over for a while, but that's how I see Cameron.
Yeah.
And the cops inform him, like, yeah, Cameron has done these kind of antics before, and this is probably, like, the last straw for him.
Okay.
And then they all walk out. And then my friend on the register tells me, like, they overheard one of them say, like, I don't know what they expect us to do because all he did was come through the back door. Which was funny to me.
Because he hasn't done anything illegal. He didn't break anything, did he?
He didn't break anything.
Like, he's good.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't...
No destruction of property.
I mean, like, he stole, and then, like, he threw away the stuff that he stole, which were the burgers.
You handed it to him without paying, though, so... someone's at fault here. It's not.
He him. Didn't even hand it to him. He made it himself.
And took it.
And then he just threw it away.
I can't explain that situation. I don't think cops could either. Like, how are you going to write a report about this?
I guess for breaking and entering?
I guess.
So, the moral of all of this is Cameron is further banned, is now banned from BB Kings.
Okay.
And he's banned from Five Guys.
All over, around the world?
I'm guessing just the one on 42nd Street, or maybe the ones in New York.
So, that'd be some scary stuff. You're working one day, you know, mopping or cleaning the window. Cameron comes through, hey. And everybody's like, oh, you can't be here.
Yeah, that'd be awkward.
You can't come back. I'm sorry.
I'd be like, get out of here before I call Jay-Z.
Man, oh. You get smacked in the store.
What's Cameron gonna do?
Yeah, well, you're gonna get smacked in the store.
I want Cameron's money then. Yo, I will fall on the floor. Let Cameron smack me. I want his Dipset money.
That's messed up. But
no, it's not.
It's messed up.
No, I gotta sue Cameron for that.
Okay.
I wanna break off some of that. Oh, yeah, he didn't even tip.
Why would he tip?
I don't care. All he had was $100 on him.
Really?
Yes.
He could have paid for the burgers.
Exactly my point.
You guys were too afraid to talk to him.
I wasn't afraid because I wasn't there.
But damn.
I mean, they weren't afraid because they got Instagram. They put it on Instagram.
Now, it's easy asking for pictures. Yeah. It's easy putting it on Instagram. Shoot, he wants the Instagram pictures. That's good publicity for him.
But asking him,
yo, you got to pay for these burgers. What are you going to do? Because I can't give it to you.
Cameron is paying. Kanye, he ain't paying. He's not paying.
Why Kanye into this?
Why Kanye? Because he's Kanye.
When was the last time he ever did this crazy stuff? Remember he went to Burger King with Kim Kardashian? That was funny.
Yeah, but no, the point is, like, now one of the managers is fired, okay?
Really?
Yeah, he got fired because of that situation.
Because he didn't know what to do or what?
He didn't know what to do, and he basically gave away, like, 34 patties. And he threw it away. And they threw it away. So
they don't have how long has he been working there? Over 6 months? They don't have
No, he's been working there for like a year and some change, dude.
He doesn't have any. What do they have?
What?
Any unions?
No.
Of course not.
Yeah, so
if they had unions, he couldn't get fired.
Yeah, so basically, like, he put it on Instagram, like, I got fired because of Cameron.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, you know what? That's kind of messed up. If you got fired because of Kanye, I'll be okay with it.
Why bring Kanye in it? Like, he does this antics.
Okay, fine. Jay-Z. If Jay-Z
doesn't on any of these antics either.
Hypothetically.
Nah, it doesn't work that way.
Yes, it does.
It has to be some washed out dude. BD Siegel.
Hell no.
Washed out.
Exactly my point. No.
It gotta be some washed out dude.
BD, no.
Jim Jones.
No, not Jim Jones either.
Talking about some way washed out. You're talking about multi-millionaires.
Exactly my point.
No, there's no point.
Yes, there is.
I'm waiting for your point to be.
My point is, if it's someone of higher celebrity,
they wouldn't do that.
I know they wouldn't, but I'm speaking in a hypothetical term.
I don't believe in that stuff.
I know you don't, but I'm thinking in a hypothetical term.
We're thinking another dimension. In another dimension.
Okay, fine. In the next dimension, if Kanye West was basically the same Kanye West in this dimension, okay, and he came in and did the exact same
with
thing, I wouldn't be mad.
You wouldn't be mad?
No.
All right.
Because it's Kanye.
Okay.
Okay, then. Jeez, man.
Hypotheticals. Overrated.
Why don't you like hypotheticals?
Because I don't like it. I just don't like it. It's like ifs. Like, what if? Like, it never happened. There's no if.
That's why we create these what ifs.
No, there's no ifs.
And the what ifs can become reality.
Later. Then it's not ifs anymore.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, sometimes when you...
But you talk about the past, you're talking about the future. It's two different things. But the past just happened. It's too late. That's it. It's gone.
No, the what ifs of the future can be reality. Like, what if Floyd Mayweather could fight Manny Pacquiao? It's happening now.
Yeah, it's happening.
Okay, then. Fine. What if The Rock wanted to face John Cena? It's happening now. Oh, yeah, karaoke. Yeah. Want to talk about that for a brief minute?
Yeah, read the first Twitter.
Okay, hold on. For those of you... Okay, this Carucci. Is a sad... Yo, Brian, play the sad music. Please. We gotta bring back the sad music because it's a sad day for all you ladies out there.
We never talk about celebrity gossip like this, but this is hilarious because Kanye made a joke about this.
Ladies and gentlemen, well, mostly ladies, today is a sad, sad, sad day for all of you because Chris Brown has a 9-month-year-old child from a model, correct?
31-year-old model.
The
numbers are fine.
I don't care. But the point is, to all you ladies, you are now brokenhearted that the king of light skins, well, the second king, the bad boy of R&B, Chris Brown, has now a child. And Chris Brown's concubine, Karaoke, is that her name?
Karuchi, there you go.
Yeah, that's why I said Karate Chop.
Nah, it's Karuchi. Karuchi.
See, 3 hours ago, posted something on her Twitter, and I quote, "Listen, one can only take so much. The best of luck to Chris and his family. No baby drama for me." Sebastian?
Let me just quote Kanye, because this is just perfect.
Okay.
All right? Young Walt Disney, I'm going to tell you truthfully, if you leave Mickey, you're going to end up with a Goofy. I imagine that's what Chris told Karuchi. I don't know why, but it just came at the right time. I was just laughing when I saw this morning. I was like, Kanye kind of told the future for this.
So
Kanye is a guy for this one.
Do you think Kimo Sabe will stick to her word and leave Chris alone?
Yeah. Because, come on, they've been having problems. I don't really care about
Hell it. Hell no!
But they've been having too many problems. And you
Listen.
Know, Chris made Gucci to what Kanye did for Amber Rose.
Listen, Karaoke is an all-purpose chick, okay? She is everything to Chris Brown, okay? She could be the side chick.
Yeah, I just told
she
you.
She could be the main chick.
But Chris Brown, Kanye West, Amber Rose.
Nah. Carnegie is going to stick around with Chris. Okay.
Yo, you changed your name like 6 times already.
Huh?
You changed your name 6 times.
What's her name again?
Karuchi.
Canarsie.
Karuchi.
Kakarot.
All right, then. Yeah. All right, let's do some Kakarot stuff. You saw the Dragon Ball Z
trailer? Yeah, the new form of Frieza.
Yeah.
First off, how the hell is he alive?
It makes sense.
Well, hold on.
Did you see the... Oh, yeah, you don't read manga.
I don't read manga.
Okay, manga stream released... Not manga stream, but they made a manga, Dragon Ball Z Rebirth, where they explain what happened to Frieza. Let's have a little Nerd New York moment in here.
Okay,
I read
cool.
it, so I'll explain it to you.
Also, rest in peace to Leonard Nimoy. Live long and prosper. Okay,
yeah.
Go.
So, I read the manga. This is only part 1 out of 3. And it starts off where he was killed by Trunks.
Correct.
Remember when he was killed? When he
cut in half.
Destroyed and burnt to Chris.
Exactly.
When he dies, he goes to hell. He's chilling in hell in pieces.
Uh-huh.
All right? A couple years later, did you see the new Dragon Ball Z movie?
Yes, it was whack. But
it was cool if you watched it dubbed.
I didn't.
Yeah, once you watch it dubbed, you're going to enjoy it. Okay, remember the main villains of Dragon Ball?
Yeah.
The little kid.
Yeah, yeah.
What's his name? Kid, King, someone? Whatever, but... Let's just say when they used the Dragon Ball,
yeah.
they turned to children, right?
Right.
So in this movie, they resurrected Frieza.
Huh?
They'll ask why, but they resurrected Frieza, okay?
For what?
I don't know. I don't know yet. They just wanted to resurrect Frieza. So they resurrected Frieza, and he came back in pieces.
All right.
Like when he was chopped up.
Okay.
Remember, he was Mecha. So those pieces were able to fuse back together, and he was alive. It was like, what happened? Like, you were killed. Mm-hmm. Then he remembers everything that happened and said, all right, I'm going to kill Kakarot.
Again.
So I'm going to concentrate for 4 months and train everything, and I'm going to come back. Why 4 months? I don't know. That scene was like completely pointless.
Word.
But
four months.
So like, why you got around? Round up. 4 years, please.
There you go. 4 years.
So that was, I read it. That was cool. Then I saw the new third trailer,
yeah,
and I thought that was epic. I was like, okay, they're really going out here, because remember, it's all canon,
right?
So yeah, Rebirth of F.
So like, do you want to discuss like the final form of Frieza now?
He looked like a Super Saiyan.
Yeah, he kind of did look like a Super Saiyan, like no
purple.
He looked
like his brother, if you remember Cooler.
I do remember Cooler.
How he was all meld, like metal Cooler.
Yeah, I remember Cooler, and Cooler was like, Frieza was weak anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Cooler was pretty weak.
Weaker than Frieza, mind you.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But anyway, so he looked like Cooler, but he had gold plates.
Right. And he was bigger.
Much bigger. And his face was purple.
Why did it look like Vegeta was going to betray Kakarot again?
He really did. He was wearing that all black. He wasn't wearing blue. He was wearing all black.
I'm like,
in a jumpsuit.
I'm like,
yo, that was pretty swag.
I was like, again? Dude, how many times have you done this?
I was hoping, I think he's going to go Super Saiyan God mode again. One
Goku?
Of them are. Yeah, because they show footage of the gods.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah, that's true. I did see that.
So I was like, oh, damn, it's going to be crazy.
Is like, what is Goku? I remember he's like, what? He's like the 13th strongest person on the universe or something?
No, it's something like that. I can't remember. Like, there's different dimensions and all that stuff. They really, that last 10 minutes of the movie really broke Dragon Ball Z down to something else.
Yeah.
Which is good. That means it could last forever.
It will.
Star Wars wise, it could last forever.
So how's the Star Wars thing coming along?
All right, let's quickly finish this. Season finale of Star Wars Rebels, really good.
Yeah.
It's probably the best episode they had. It's a great show.
Yeah.
Season 2 is going to be much better. Ahsoka came back, which was a big deal. Because she left in Clone Wars.
Right.
They couldn't finish her because they had more to do leading up to Order 66, but, you know, got canceled. Mm-hmm. So, can't wait.
You know, we talk about a lot of Star Wars here. This should be like the countdown to Episode 7.
Yeah.
This literally is.
Getting excited and reading all these new... the whole...
Darth Vader, right?
Darth Vader was pretty crazy.
You want to talk about what happened for 2 minutes?
The first chapter. Yeah. Well, he was pretty angry because this is after the Death Star blew up.
Yeah.
And Palpatine is just yelling. He's, you know, he's tearing him a new one. He's like, yo, you're a waste, you know. 20 years of this.
Right.
20 years of this. Destroyed.
Right.
Like, who? Luke? Who is he? He's like...
My son?
No, this is before that.
Oh,
he finds out that's his son in episode 5.
Right, right.
It's like the son of Anakin Skywalker. He's like, no. Like, that was pretty epic. Anyways, he gets angry. He starts fighting him a couple times.
Uh-huh.
He fought him.
Right.
He fought.
Yeah.
And he realized that Luke is using his lightsaber. It's like, Obi-Wan gave me my light. No, he didn't say lightsaber. He said, hey, I know what this is. It's like they cut off before he could actually say it. So overall, great chapter. He went to Tatooine to mess up Jar Jar. Yeah. I mean, not Jar Jar.
Wow.
Bubba.
Whoa.
I'm messing up words.
Like,
I'm messing up my words.
The past.
Oh, what's his name again? Hutt.
Yeah.
He messed up Hutt.
Jar Jar the Hutt?
No, Hutt. Jabba Hutt.
Jabba Hutt. Jabba Hutt.
Jabba the Hutt.
Okay.
He messed him up. Asked for some of his best assassins. Got Boba Fett, you know, to come with them. And before he left Tatooine, he killed all the sand walkers. Sand people. All
right, well, music is back, and you know what that means. It's time to say goodbye. You listen to YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generation.
Stay tuned for Malice City.
That's right. Subscribe on iTunes, people. Z Queep, Creep Leap. Peace.